This is GQDN for Friday, June 6th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. They are really, really good. Go get the one that's called Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh yeah, lots of good stuff up there. We'll see what goes up there tomorrow. And by stackup.org. In today's news, two things only. Day of the Devs. But we begin today with Summer Games Fest. We're not going to hit all the games because there was a lot. But we're going to hit a lot of the major ones, because we're using PlayStation Lifestyle as the site for it. Although, there are some other sites out there, so... You can go take a look at that yourself. But there are some big, big announcements, such as Mortal Shell 2. And all these games, by the way, will be on a lot of different platforms. Consoles, PCs, consoles and PCs. So if I say it's just PlayStation, it's not just PlayStation. It's going to be a lot of other things. Like I said, Mortal Shell 2, that had a nice little reveal trailer, and that will be coming out next year sometime. It's kind of what we don't know. It was a very interesting video. I'll put it to you that way. Sonic Racing Crossworlds got a trailer too. And within that trailer was a couple different things. They had some new characters in there from other Capcom video games, and a collaboration with Minecraft. Oh yes, indeed. September 25th is going to be a very, very interesting thing, because that's going to go right alongside Mario Kart World. Then they went to Code Vein 2. Once again, a lot of fighting has gone on in this, and this, I know there's some side-scrollers in here, but this is a pretty, pretty cool one. I'll have to revisit all of these videos just to see what was what. But still, this one comes out next year. End of the Abyss, once again, comes out next year. That's End of Abyss. And this is going to have a little bit of exploration with it, and a little bit of combat with it. But if you want some real-time combat, Atomic Heart 2 got an announcement trailer. Now this one is going to be out, or could be out there in 2027. But they did show a lot of the shooting. It is an FPS game, and a lot of the graphics and really cool stuff. And then they showed the cube within the Atomic universe. This is going to be an MMO. It's going to be an MMO FPS. So once again, this is going to be very interesting on how things, quote, shape up. Okay, yeah, that's a little cheesy. But still, the environments do change because you're on a cube. So yeah, go ahead and try that one. Then comes Marvel Cosmic Universe, The Cosmic Invasion. And the reveal in this one was Rocket and She-Hulk. And they did say that a lot of the air-to-air combat within this one will be really powerful, and the ground-to-ground combat will be really powerful. So if you have the right combos for the different stages, then you could be in good standings. So good job to them. Then we go back to slashing. Onimusha, Way of the Sword, will be coming out sometime next year. Oh, by the way, if I don't give a release date, then you're looking up probably 2027, 2028. Okay? So back to Onimusha, Way of the Sword. This is going to be quite the slow-paced fighting hack-slashing game. And if you're into those type of fighting styles, which you can take a look at there on YouTube, it does look really good. The artwork, using Unreal Engine, at which there was an Unreal Engine 5, I would say, that was a advertisement trailer Okay, but it did show that a lot of the games are using that now. Then they went to Arc Raiders, and they said that we have a release date for Arc Raiders. So we'll do a little PvP, and maybe a little bit more than that, with an FPS game, October 30th. Hello, Halloween. This one could get a little crazy. Then they went to Chrono Odyssey. It more looks like a Diablo-type setting with maybe a The Walking Dead. So we'll see when that one comes out. Then we go to side-scrollers. Mio Memories in Orbit. Do a little side-scrolling game. Looks pretty interesting. We'll see what happens. Out of Worlds was up there next. Out of Words. And this game is going to be a two-player game where you need some teamwork. So if you go to teamwork and you have to use symbols and have some other interactions, then this game might be for you. And then we go to the old world, Mafia, the old country. Because in the Mafia, you have to be one with your brothers. Okay, Mafia, the old country did get another trailer to it, but I don't think that there's a release date. I don't see one here. Though, looking it up on the web, we're looking at a possible August 8th date this year. So August 8th. And then LEGO had its day. Not just in one thing, but here's the first thing. Once again, co-op is a big thing for this year's Summer Games Fest. So LEGO Voyagers kind of proved that. Once again, you got to do some teamwork, and you can build some stuff in order to do some stuff. So if you're into teamwork type of games, then go have fun with that. And if you're into a little bit more RPGs, and if you're a Nickelodeon fan, Nicktoons and the Dice of Destiny was revealed, and the release date will be this fall. Now, they did show SpongeBob SquarePants, and he was doing some hacking and slashing there on the map. So, yeah, there's indeed that. So, they'll be coming later this year. But what about what comes out today? Lies of P, very famous game. But the DLC, Overture, is out today. Which means you can go with other characters, go bounce around with them, or as Pinocchio himself. So, yep, go get the Lies of P. I don't know about this one, though. Jurassic World Evolution 3. I don't know why I want a dinosaur, but I know a lot of you do. October 21st this year. That's when the game comes out. Once again, Halloween. Halloween time. Pretty good. Then it went straight horror. Dying Light the Beast. Got a gameplay premiere trailer. And yeah, you're going to have to do some hack and slash on this one. That would be coming out August 22nd, okay? Now, we don't know when this one's going to come out, but if you want to relive your glory days as a teenager, Mixtape will be for you. Now, the release date just says coming soon, so it could be next week, it could be next month. Once again, if you want to relive your glory days with a pretty big rock list on that Mixtape, I would go check that out. Now we get back to some RPGs a little bit. Tawa and the Guardians of the Sacred Tree World. Got its premiere. And once again, you do some fighting in this one. You do some stuff. September 19th, 2025. If you're a fan of Scott Pilgrim, there's another one coming out. Scott Pilgrim EX. Coming out next year. It's a little bit like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles type of game. And if you like Mario Party, LEGO Party is coming out there this year, and it's essentially the same as Mario Party, just to give you an idea, because they'll have 60 different mini games. It'll be a fun family thing. And then they showed up with Wildgate. Space shooting going on. Yep. Open beta, June 9th through the 16th. Okay, it's got some interesting things. And then way back to horror. Ill. A lot of shooting, you have to kill a lot of weird and undead people, monsters, and it got a world premiere trailer, TBD, so 27, 28, something like that. And then they kind of kept with that genre because they went to Infestimals. Yep, go have fun with that. A lot of horror and fighting and all that stuff, releasing next year. And then they went with AEW, that's All Elite Wrestling, with the wrestler named Kenny Omega. And Kenny showed off new characters going to Street Fighter 6, revealing Season 3. And it begins with Sagat. And then they went to Wu-Tang Falling Feathers with world premiere trailer, a Chinese developer. And once again, all looks pretty good. Splitgate 2, Battle Royale, released today. And then the developers got up and said, we wanted to deepen the game and by putting these portals on different worlds. So we'll see. And then we had a title reveal teaser trailer from Sega, and that was Stranger Than Heaven. Now, there's been some teasing about the title for the past couple of Game Awards shows. In the Summer Games Fest, they revealed the full trailer, the full title in the full trailer. Got a little bit of fighting in there. It looks like it's more of a storytelling than just the full trailer. And I should mention, too, before we get to the last game here on the game on the Summer Games Fest, Kojima came out in person this time, and they talked about Death Stranding 2, and they showed two new characters. So, what did they show last? Resident Evil Requiem, the full trailer, and it is a misprint of the release date, because February 27th, 2025 is already come and gone. It's February 27th, 2026. Kind of makes sense that way, right? That is all that had happened, at least the major parts, within the Summer Games Fest. But we got into some deep dives on some of these games via BleedingCool.com in the Day of the Devs. So, what was shown? Well, they showed off Snap and Grab. You become a thief, well, a photographer, snapping some cool pictures during the day, and become a thief at night. Make your plans. And then the ones that made the Untitled Goose Game made another game called Big Walk. That's going to have some puzzles to it. You're going to bring some friends with you, and you're going to be doing some stuff. Walking around, talking. You're going to be doing some stuff. Very, very interesting stuff. Oh, there's some other news in the Summer Games Festival. We'll get to that tomorrow for the weekly show. Okay? I just wanted to get the game releases today. Now, they did a deep dive into Sword of the Sea, and the developers were saying that they got some big inspiration from Tony Hawk and the Tony Hawk's games. So if you like that kind of stuff, get Sword of the Sea. And that way you can do all the Tony Hawk moves in there. And by the way, if you liked Escape Academy, well, Escape Academy 2 Back to School opens the world for you. So now you can go to different escape rooms within the academy, and you could do all this and that things. So that one will be coming out there soon as well. Then they got to a deep dive of Mixtape, and that's how we know of all of the artists that are going there. And they went to a deep dive of that. And then they went to a game called The Blighted. Now this was also on the Game Awards, but this is more of a deep dive. And within that game, you are cursed. And you have to fight all the enemies to cleanse the land once you get to the final boss. Then they went to Dosa Divas, trying to beat the fast food joints. Now this is going to be feeding people on one end, and on the other end, you'll be fighting the enemies. But if you want to fight some bad guys while becoming half of a bad guy, Possessors, you have to combine with a demon to escape the corporation. And the corporation, it's a tower. And then they went to Moonlighter 2, The Endless Vault, and The Day of the Devs. And that's an action RPG where you can explore some dungeons, gather relics, and you can sell them. You can lock new weapons, armor, and shop decorations. Do all that stuff in that one. And if you like something a little cozy with a little bit of challenge, please watch the artwork. That's the name of the game. I had to say it. And there you have to find some inequities, the differences, things that don't belong. So if you're interested in that, go check that out. Now, the Marvel Cosmic Invasion. And we got a bit of a deep dive of what the superheroes will be doing. So I'll just say that, because we already touched on that. Neverway is a horror life sim action RPG, and that's where the main character quits her job, she starts over on a farm, and then becomes the immortal hero of a dead god. So during the day, you farm. At night, you go beat up enemies. Relooted. Now this is an African developer that made this, and it has some real life instances in it. So in this game, you have to get back the African artwork, in which all the artwork, all the collectibles are still out in the world in real life. So you get 70 of these artifacts to reloot, and they all have some cultural, historical, and spiritual significance. Rattatan. Yeah, PlayStation people. Rattatan. The Rhythm Roguelike action game was also shown there, and that's supporting up to 4 players. And there's a lot of rhythmic fighting that goes on. We also got to look at Thick as Thieves, and that's where you could go in, steal stuff, and you could also beat up people if you so choose. And that goes the same with Pocket Boss. Now, that is kind of a mobile game to where you got to make your boss happy. So you got to not crash the market. You got to do this, that, and the other thing just to make your boss happy. Yep, there you go with all that. And then there was Consume Me, Eat Me Up. And that's where one of the developers kind of went back in time, and we get to live her life. Taking dog out for walks, exercising, do a lot of this and that stuff. And then there was Off. And there you are, a batter from baseball. Any one of the batters. Aaron Judge, sit down. But there, you got to hit stuff. Hit stuff. It's a 2D thing. And then we saw Tire Boy. Now, if you like some exploration type games, some of them are pretty cool, then that may be something that you want to take a look at. Now, there are some puzzles, and you could do some battles, and you could help out the locals. And then they went to Toem 2, and they'd show some photos and new adventures. And that's set up for a few years to the original story. So once you go to another adventure, well, now you got to go discover and photograph some of the mysterious events that are known as Toems. And you make friends, of course. Now, if you click on the follow link on twitch.tv/dawnforge, I will be up again tomorrow for the future game show. And that'll be at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then tomorrow night, twitch.tv/dawnforge. Probably right after that, or pretty close to right after that. So I might as well just keep the channel up and running. Oh boy, yeah. Gonna be another long day tomorrow. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for the side reactions and for the weekly show. So until then, go play some games, people.